Thank you so much. Isn't it always nice when you hear our last speaker? All right, I want to thank Vince first for inviting me to be here last night. And so I had some prepared remarks, and I want to thank all the other speakers for demolishing my prepared remarks, because there's nothing else to say, and I will be very brief. And I also want to thank, it's been remarkable today to hear all these horns beeping of other people who support our efforts, and that is certainly very encouraging beyond these circles here. I want to take a little bit different tact here, and I want to remind everybody that President Obama came and started his path to power in 2004 when he delivered a speech to the Democratic National Committee where he very specifically went through the details of human cloning and killing human beings to the point of medical research. And of course, we all know President Obama's position as a Chicago senator or Illinois senator with regard to the Born Alive Infant Protections Act, where he stood against a simple law that would protect all babies who are born from being killed or thrown in the wastebasket. We understand that his Department of Health and Human Service Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is a very pro-abortion person who was famous for hosting fundraisers and going to the governor's mansion with George Tiller, the infamous late-term and late abortion provider. We know that he's hired Donald Berwick, who is well known in the medical journals for advocating healthcare rationing. And I need not say very much about Nancy Pelosi. My point here is this healthcare law was conceived, written, promulgated, and politically pushed through by people who believe that imposing death on innocent human lives is a legitimate solution to medical problems, or any problem for that matter. The point I'm trying to make is, as we saw with the Bart Stupak Amendment, where we tried to fix universal healthcare, which that subsequently fell by the wayside, and we will be funding abortions across the United States of America through this program. Now we're seeing the next manifestation of this philosophy in this HHS mandate. And we will fight this, and we may win this mandate on its own merits. But there will be something else. We will then be discussing whether or not someone over the age of 65 with pre-existing heart problems will receive medication. So my point I'm trying to make here is we're going to have to be vigilant, and there's really only one solution to all this. And that solution is available to us on November 6th. Now, the point I'm trying to make is if you went to any one of our wonderful restaurants in Louisville, Kentucky, and the chef brought out your bowl of soup, and it was noted, I accidentally or intentionally put borax in your soup, would anyone in this audience say, take the soup back to the kitchen and remove the borax, then bring it back to me? Of course not. You would leave that restaurant and you would never come back there again. So I want to caution us with this idea that we can piecemeal fix universal health care that has been ushered in by people who believe in imposing death on human persons as a solution to difficult problems. So again, let's keep that in mind. And I also want to reemphasize, this is not about Catholic institutions, and it's not even about being Catholic when you're talking about killing unborn children. And the fear I have is the more we debate this, and I've seen on television with all of our talking heads and on blogs and online and even on radio, and even some people on my own radio show have made the argument about religious institutions. I do not want the intrinsic natural law evil of killing innocent human lives through chemical abortions to become the purview of the Catholic Church. It is an immoral imperative on all of us, Catholic, Christian, and people of goodwill, to defend innocent human life no matter what, at all times and in every place. So this is about restoring religious liberty to all people of goodwill, Christian, Catholic, and otherwise, who do not want to participate in these intrinsic evils that are required by this healthcare mandate. But again, we're running out of options. We saw the Obamacare held up, unfortunately, by the U.S. Supreme Court. We have now seen two federal courts uphold the HHS mandate. So November 6th will be upon us shortly. So you all know what to do. I need to say more, and I thank you so much, Vince, for inviting me here today, and thank you all. Have a great afternoon.